I can have our young disciples come forward. Yeah, you can sit over here with EP32.
Marley's got all her friends.
Oh, three of them on the front.
Yeah.
You want to move? Let me move some stuff over. We got a whole band. Marley, you need your shoes? Yeah. There was so much going on, right? Somebody was having perhaps a conversation that I asked us maybe to have up there, right? And it was like, I want to interrupt, but I also want to, be children's part, right? So sometimes that's kind of hard to have that focus and have that focus on God, right? Because we get distracted sometimes. Sometimes we're looking around or we're playing with things. Right?
There's lots of stuff to play with.
Yeah. Our VBS friends, right? But it's really hard for us, even in church, even this morning, to sit and listen and hear God in thought, in word, in deed, in Him, and in prayer, and right there. We're not thinking about something else. Where are we going to go after service? Who are we going to see in service? What do I wear to service today? What am I wearing in service today? Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on in our heads, right? Think about it. And even as young people, we have a lot to process. You have a lot to process, right? Lots to think about on Sunday. Yeah, lots to think about. God asks us when we come to church in the mornings, on Sundays especially, to have that focus, right? Yeah, thank you, Mary. And to go, when we come to service and have that focus, right, that our focus is on and with God. But it's also important. We saw Nancy having a conversation with Eric, right? Her conversation was as much about worship and the product of a mission and outreach for us as my conversation right now with you, right? That focus for her, right, was worship. Because that worship is outreach for us. My worship with you all is to teach, right? An example. So that when it comes time for us, when we are distracted, we can do what you just did, Nick. Take a deep breath. Okay. How much longer is this going to go on? How can I keep my focus on what God asks us to do? I know I'm going to do this with Mary and trying to teach Mary. We're going to do this with Marley. We're going to do this with Rebecca and ourselves. We're a connectional body. And that's how we walk with each other. This is not just a children's sermon. This is our sermon. how we walk and do and pray and sing with each other. And we do it for the littlest of these and the biggest of these. Right? So let us pray. Okay? Let us focus our hearts and our minds. And we do that as a reminder by putting our hands together and closing our eyes. Right? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We give you thanks for our young people, our not-so-young people, for the time together with Vacation Bible School and Outreach, for the growth and product that we see in our vegetable garden, and how we can take that to an excitement with those who are in need. Food for the body, food for the soul. Remind us that you are with us always, in every day and every way, even in our juice boxes. This is so much more we ask in your Son's name, and everybody says,
Amen.
Amen, amen. May you return to your seat. Don't forget your church. Yeah, you want your spark to go. So this morning's gospel lesson is from the Gospel of Luke. Before we hear the word read and proclaimed, let us go to God in prayer. Will you say with me the prayer of illumination as printed in our bulletins? Open our hearts and our minds so that we can understand the fullness of your word. Fill us with the light of the Holy Spirit, and bless the servant you have chosen to share the word proclaimed today. In the name of Christ, the word revealed. Amen. The gospel lesson is found on page 1613 in your pew Bible if you'd like to follow along. At the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. He had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was distracted. Distracted by all the preparations that had to be made, she came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but the only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God indeed. Two phrases stand out in this story of Mary and Martha this morning. Many things and one thing. So I'm going to take the liberty this morning to assume that you all know this story relatively well, right? We've talked about it in previous years and certainly talked about it and intimated it within different Bible studies. Martha's distracted, right, by the many tasks in the house. I mean, you know, after all, she's hosting a dinner. She's got guests coming over in her home, and that entails food preparation and tending to the desk, the guests, and making sure that the drinks are ordered or offered and filled, right, and even perhaps cleaning up, tidying up a little bit, even when no one's looking. I mean, it's common hospitality, right? Or as we would say, it's Southern hospitality. Right? I mean, her sister doesn't participate in any of the tasks at hand. Instead, she sits at Jesus' feet. Another way that she's saying she listened to his teaching, seeking to just soak in that wisdom, right, that he offered, and taking advantage of the proximity and the knowledge of this incredibly and remarkable person. And Martha complains to Jesus about this arrangement. And Jesus, what does he do? He chides her, right? And commends Mary. And the moral of the story resounds for all the ages. The moral of the story is this. Focus on Jesus. Ignore the rest. But is the story really that simple? Is it really that clear cut and that obvious? Well, perhaps, right? We've heard it in other gospel lessons. The plain reading might well be just that that ambiguous. Focus on Jesus. Don't fret about life's endless distractions. And that's not a bad word for those of us that are living in this 21st century in a place where we're just awash with all the distractions of so many tasks. So many things going on. So many clicks, so many pings, so many rings, right? And the question becomes, how do we manage to sit at Jesus' feet? How do we manage to sit at Jesus' feet and listen and focus on the Word without getting distracted or trying to convince ourselves that we can multitask and learn? And listen and focus. I mean, really, the question becomes, can you all remember a time when you were attending to just one thing? Yeah. Yeah. That's hard. Even when studies reveal the ineffectiveness of multitasking, we can't help ourselves but to have multiple things going on at one time. So if we get no further than the plain reading of this Lucan text this week, we will no doubt do some good. However, what if we go a little bit deeper? Right? If we can agree that, yes, we should set aside our many tasks and our distractions and focus on Jesus and his teaching, where might we go next with this story? What are we so distracted by? Where is our focus? Are we distracted perhaps by greed? Distracted by the lure of wealth and the earthly perks that go along with it? Maybe. I mean, we have to acknowledge that. During the time of this being written, God's people had lost focus and failed to follow the one needful thing, God's commandment. And now their distraction is going to cost them the abundant life God so longs to give them and the poor and the needy as well. The time of distraction, of ignoring God's word, will soon come to an end. And even when they yearn to hear it, perhaps sitting at the feet of God, listening and learning, they will be unable to do so. Lack of focus can be extremely costly. But here's the hope, friends. We need to be reminded that God's wrath does not endure forever. We are reminded through the gospel lesson today that the estrangement from God and others is replaced with the reconciliation through Christ who holds all things together. All things. Gentiles are engrafted, doers of evil deeds, repentant and forgiven, now do the will of the Lord. Even those utterly distracted by the worst of idols or the most frivolous of tasks can become attentive to the Word of God within them and all around them. Sometimes it's only after the catastrophic absence of the one who most longs to be in relationship with them. Sometimes it's after a harrowing life experience. Sometimes it's through an encounter with an undeniable glory, beauty, and truth of God that they find themselves now listening, eager to learn, with priorities reordered. This Sunday's gospel text calls us to attention, kind of checks us up. It summons us to an awareness and reminds us to take care of what truly matters, lest we get distracted and ultimately consumed by the many lesser gods beckoning us to follow. This story from Luke, while jettisoning tasks in order to tend to Jesus, in order to sit at the feet of Jesus, is also a lesson about right worship. Because where we focus, how we spend our time, what we expend our energy doing, all reveal who and what we truly worship. If we dig a little deeper beyond holding up Mary and scolding Martha, we discover ourselves in them both. Right? We all got a little bit of Mary and Martha in us. We see our own tendency to major in the minors, to neglect to relish the people right in front of us, the very people that if we just tend to them, will be the voice of God. They will reveal Christ to us. If we dig a little deeper, sitting with the words and reflecting on the text, we sense our deep hunger for so much more than food on the table, no matter how well prepared or tasty it may be. We understand in depth of our being that we need Jesus, the very bread of life. And grace upon grace, he's here. He's sitting next to us this morning. He's in our homes, in our workplaces. He's riding around in our cars with us. Grace upon grace, he's there in our homes, eager to be with us, and no time limit. No cell phone. No distractions. God asks us, what is right in front of you? Who do you neglect when you don't focus on our God? Jesus gently reminds us, like Martha, that much of what commands our time and our attention and our energy and our angst doesn't really require or deserve it. We're encouraged to this. No less than those early Christians to rest in Christ. Be who we are and live the call of reconciliation and the new ways of behaving that come with it. In other words, worship God alone and the rest will follow. Those oh so many distractions will lose their power. The temptation to resent will be lessened, whether it's our siblings or our neighbor or the person sitting next to you or in front of you or behind you in your pew or in your committee meeting or at your office or at the stoplight. The propensity to neglect the needy and exploit the poor will give way to seeing in them the very face of Christ. because we've sat at his feet, sat there attentively, and after all that time together, we can't help but begin to recognize him. Because our focus is on him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Friends and family, will you stand with me and affirm that which what you believe, using the Apostles' Creed as our affirmation of faith? What is it that you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing and sing our hymn of response. Be thou my vision. Discharged sometime today and go back to her sisters in Smithfield and Helen. confirm tonight. I don't want to spread rumor. We all know June. But she's doing much better. She's got her sense of humor back. She's got her energy and her voice. And we're looking forward for her to be back in the house and taking care to take care of others. Margaret's doing well, back on her feet. Doing the high kick. Good to see Pastor Carol this morning. Any others? Carol.
I was thinking on my way to church this morning about all the people who have to work out in this heat.
Yes.
Air conditioning people, landfill people, you know, all those people who were out in this heat making a living.
Yeah. It's certainly a note for us to think about them and to, if we can, perhaps if you see somebody working outside, stop and get a full bottle of water.
We can't forget that includes the farmers. That's what built this church.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Others.
People who collect their garbage.
Yes. Even though it's early in the morning, it's still it is hot. Yes, it is hot. Yeah. Well, let us focus our hearts and our minds towards our prayer this morning.
May I add something?
Yes, ma'am. Certainly.
I talked to Betsy's mother and daddy, the Joneses, this morning. We were here.
Yes.
And asked how Betsy was. We know she's working in Florida at Disney, and she is going to try out for something next week that would give her an opportunity to excel and use her talents and go places. And I said, ask for prayers. And she said she hated to. And I said, that's what we pray for.
Yes.
Those we love. That's
yes.
who we're praying for today.
Yes.
Those we love.
Yes.
And so I want us all to let's lift Betsy up this week and the people who she works with. We heard her beautiful voice here as she sang, but we saw her as a child growing up in this church. Her sense of love and commitment and her talents. So let's lift Betsy Jones up this week as she is a part of a position or a job.
What is it? Tuesday with that candlelight processional at Disney and their Christmas candlelight processional.
Okay.
It's
wow.
Like part of a big choir that they do and they do all the Christmas music.
Uh-huh.
Really pretty.
Oh, wonderful.
So, meanwhile, she works as a lifeguard.
Yeah. Well, we will certainly hold her in prayer for many things. Thank you. Thank you. Let us bow our heads. Creator God, as we look at the world you have made, we notice that the songs of love that you wanted us to sing have turned perhaps into cries. Cries of abuse or even oppression or prejudice. In so many different ways we have abused the planet that you have provided for us to inhabit and to share with other creatures. We have wasted the water or abused other resources or have limited access to food. We pray for this world in need, for it is in need of restoration, and we ask that you provide us with the tools and the intelligence needed to rebuild the world you have created for us. Gracious One, we ask that you save us, that you heal us, and that you continue to work to make us whole. There is oppression in the world that we live in, and we see it in the ways that we treat one another, perhaps taking advantage of those considered to be of less value. We turn our eyes away when we see the needy being trampled or the poor being stashed out of sight.
see prejudice in our relationships, Lord. We judge one another, not with justice and fairness, but with fear and even misinformation. It's easier to demonize than to take the time to listen and to establish relationships. It's easier to assume than to ask questions and acquire knowledge. We humbly ask that you make us agents of peace and restore our songs of love for you and for one another. We ask that you hear the words in which this prayer encircles and those that we mentioned out loud by name. We ask that you hear those names that we carry with us silently, resting assured that you hear those names already. All these things we ask as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends and family, bring your gifts, and bring your talents, and bring your sacrifice of praise to the Lord. Bring them with prayers and shouts of thanksgiving to celebrate God's faithfulness. And the ushers, please prepare for the offering.
Thank you.
contribute to the continuing growth of your kingdom in this world. Give us wisdom as a church so that this offering is used for the sharing of your word in the service of your people. In the name of the one that gave us everything we are and everything we have. Amen. Remain standing and sing our hymn of commitment. Share this blessing with others. Go in peace to love.